Could you live on $40 a day? It's a question a lot of people are asking themselves after our story yesterday about Newstart, which hasn't gone up in real terms for 25 years. One federal politician, Liberal MP Julia Banks, says she could survive on that amount of money each day. AM has asked someone who is a Newstart recipient about how easy or difficult daily life is, and she's challenging Julia Banks to walk a mile in her shoes. Tom Eagledon filed this report.
If you've never had to worry about whether or not you can get something as simple as toilet paper, then you're not going to know what it's like.
That's 22-year-old Sherry Prendergast. She's been on the youth allowance for 6 years, worth $400 a fortnight.
If you make more money than what people on Newstart are getting, I'd challenge people to do it, see what it feels like.
Federal Liberal backbencher Julia Banks says she could do it. She spoke to ABC Melbourne radio presenter Raphael Epstein last night.
Could you live on $40 a day?
I could live on $40 a day.
Where
knowing would you live? Knowing that the government is supporting me with Newstart to look for employment.
That boast lit up the talkback line.
I find it completely insulting, actually.
I think she's totally out of touch.
I'm certainly not. I speak to constituents every day, and all I can say is the dignity of having a job and finding work is what our policy is about.
Hobart-based Sherry Prendergast has been looking for a job. She's attained certificates in business management and first aid, and she's getting her responsible service of alcohol ticket, as well as volunteering with a homelessness service, but to no avail. She says, though, she's lucky compared to others. She lives with her sister, who charges her just $100 a week rent, but that's half of Sherry's income, and life between fortnightly welfare payments is precarious.
The first week you're fine, you normally have enough to do what you need to do, but the second week is usually like hell.
Shopping comes first. She buys just enough food to last a fortnight. After that, it's decision time, like if she can afford credit for her prepaid phone.
You have to pre-plan if you need to get credit. And if something shows up out of nowhere, like a job interview or something like that, if you haven't organised for that, you can't do it. It's just out of the question.
Then there's medical bills.
I have anxiety and depression, and I'm medicated for both of them. And I've definitely had weeks and months where I haven't been able to afford it. I also have asthma, and I've had to go without Ventolin because I haven't had the money that fortnight.
And she thinks it'd be good if politicians like Julia Banks had a better understanding of what that's like.
It kind of makes me wonder, when was the last time that she was living off of $400 a fortnight?
Do you reckon she should put her money where her mouth is and try?
I reckon she could give it a go.
That's welfare recipient Sherry Prendergast ending Tom Eagledon's report.